The latest American status symbol, metal credit cards.
Money-saving tips from the savvy reporters at MarketWatch.com. This is Money, Markets, and More.
I'm Katie Hill.
And I'm Quentin Fortrell. You're listening to Money, Markets, and More, where we talk about the craziest personal finance stories of the week.
Status credit cards, baby.
The latest status symbol.
You need a metal credit card? I'm not sure I was aware that these things came in metal,
well,
but apparently that is the thing to have, in case you guys were wondering.
There has been a slate of these new luxury high-end credit cards where they cost hundreds of dollars in fees, but then you get hundreds of dollars and more in points and treats and rewards and perks. And they don't come in plastic, because usually, you know, when you talk about plastic, you're talking about your credit cards. They come in metal.
Now, what is this? So that when you pull out your credit card on a date, you can impress somebody? Is that what's going on here? Because
so
you
can
have
can
this.
Feel,
this could be plastic.
So you can feel the weight and the
of
heft
your money.
Of your money and your loyalty. And the bank's loyalty to you.
Well, that is,
you know, they call
that
banks
is
sticky.
Rich.
So we have Maria Lamagna, who is a reporter from MarketWatch, who wrote this great story about metal credit cards becoming the new status symbol for Americans.
Yes.
Maria, what led you to write this story?
Well, you know, I write a lot about credit cards, and I was kind of just realizing with all of these new ones that were coming out, they all basically had more or less the same design. It was like nothing written on the front, you know, just your name, very minimalist design. And increasingly, they're all being made out of metal. So, you know, kind of was just tracking that and thinking, why do people care about that? And I was also seeing on social media a lot of people saying, so excited, just got my new, you know, whatever credit card. And I can't believe it's metal. Like, it looks so cool. And so I was picking up on that, and I just thought that was kind of interesting. And one of the sort of pivotal moments in that trend has been the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, which came out last year in metal, which kind of, the card was so popular that they ended up running out of the metal version of the card and just had to give plastic for a little bit for a temporary time. And people were upset because they wanted the metal kind.
Isn't it heavier, though? It seems like I don't want any more weight in my purse. I got enough crap in there.
Yes. So that is some of the criticism. I did talk to someone who was saying he got a new Amazon Prime card, which comes in metal these days, and he actually sent it back and asked for a plastic one because he didn't like having that extra weight in his wallet either. He just wanted the plastic.
But this has to be, I mean, people have to want metal because other people are going to see it, right? Because if it's heavier, you might not want that feature, but then
exactly.
You want it. I guess this is a thing you pull out and people are like, ooh, this person must have money. They paid a, you
it
know,
reminds
they have a
me,
right.
It reminds me of when those ladies' shoes came out with the red soles.
Oh, yeah.
You made those?
Christian Louboutin.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like this weird, silly, quirky thing.
Right.
But it's seen as look at me. And
yeah.
I see those red soles and I'm like, that person might have money or wants me to think they have money.
They want you to think it, right.
And
or
if they're in sales and they want to project an aura of success, maybe that kind of stuff actually works or does it? We have Mark Hamrick on the line, who is the Washington, D.C. bureau chief for the personal finance site Bankrate.com. Mark, what on earth is going on?
Well, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you. I think this is an interesting case of Americans trying to attach status to something which, you know, is a mystery to me, to be honest, because when it comes to using credit cards, you know, to me, the financial benefits of a credit card come into play, right? It's a tool. It can help, you know, get a free bag checked on an airline as it helped me for my trip to Seattle, where I'm currently visiting at the moment. You know, it can help you accumulate points, maybe for future travel or something along those lines, or some people like cash back. So the non-financial benefit of a credit card to me as a consumer, doesn't have any value. But, you know, for others who are trying to figure out, you know, what they want to project about their own image, apparently it does. But to me, I would say, you know, if the best thing the person remembers about me is my credit card, I'm probably in trouble, right?
I loved this quote in Maria's story. I forget who said it, but someone said, it has weight to it and that plunk factor. Now, what on earth is a plunk factor?
Yes. So a couple of credit card experts that I talked to were saying that people, you know, when you're all kind of fighting for the bill and you want to slap your card down and say, no, guys, I got the bill, that having a credit card with a little more weight carries more sort of
if I am
social
at dinner
weight
and
as
someone
well.
Pulls out their plunk factor, I'm just gonna let them pay and get out of there.
I know it's a little bit funny, but I guess yeah, they were just saying that it has a little bit more heft and a little bit more. It's like you have the last word.
So we have U.S. Bank, which last week announced their new travel credit card, the Altitude Reserve Visa. Woo-hoo. We have the Chase's Sapphire Reserve and, of course, American Express's Platinum Card.
Yes, American Express was the first company to actually do this. So a lot of people associate metal cards with American Express.
Wow. And Amazon, you say in your story, Maria, used a minimalist metal design for its Prime Rewards Visa card in January. So, Mark, it appears to be working. Some of these cards were phenomenally popular.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I do think that, for the sake of full transparency here, my company has a couple of properties or businesses which are very much in this line of work. So one is creditcards.com, the other is The Points Guy. And these are businesses which help people to choose the kind of credit cards that they want. And so, you know, I think what we try to do as an enterprise is to say, here are the benefits and costs of this credit card, and it's for you to choose which one is right for you. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about this moment in time is across the entire financial spectrum, there is a treasure trove of choice available to well-qualified consumers. And so there are benefits that aren't just about the composition of the card. And I think at the end of the day, that is really what consumers ought to be looking at is what is the interest rate that I'm going to be paying? What is the benefit that I'm getting from this? Is there an annual fee that's attached to the card? And, you know, if I'm using the card and let's say if I accumulate a balance within a certain period of time, then I get an additional benefit. How is that going to help me? And, you know, from a consumer standpoint, I think those are among the things that we want to be looking at, not just what the card looks like and what materials it's made from.
Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Want to retire rich? Check out the Watching Your Wealth podcast for everything you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
And we're back talking about the new American status symbol, metal credit cards.
I thought it was pretty interesting that they cost $30 to $50 a piece to produce. Is that right, Maria? Which is about 10 to 20 times more than plastic cards.
Right. So companies are actually investing in having these metal cards. It's not cheap for them to make them. It's also a little bit less convenient. You can't actually just shred it up if you're done with a card. You have to put it in an envelope and send it back to the company that makes them. So, yeah, I mean, despite some of those hassles, the companies are still finding it worth it. So, yeah.
That would make me feel very important, Maria, if I had to like put my credit card in an envelope, put a stamp on the envelope, walk to the post office, put my very special credit card for that very special person.
I think they might send you one that's pre-stamped.
Mercy.
Yeah.
It's a small mercy.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's part of it too, isn't it, Mark? It's just like all of the razzmatazz that goes with these cards and the publicity and the design and the materials they use, just because it's something different, does make the consumer feel special too.
Yeah, I think that's right, and it's differentiation, right? It's a different looking product. It has a sound to it, as you already said, and let's be honest, if you sort of plunk down a plastic credit card on the table, it almost sounds like a sad trombone, you know, the equivalent thereof. So,
the glittering metal credit card and its plunk factor.
Or the
you're like, oh.
This guy isn't going to get a second date with that.
We better pull out the metal.
Scratchy looking plastic thing he just pulled out of his pocket, pulled out of his tissues. I guess, you know, we're all really guilty of this, aren't we? I always think when I feel like there's something that maybe I wouldn't do or I wouldn't buy, there's an equivalent. And I'm sitting here in the studio, Mark. I know you're in Seattle and we're in New York. You can't see us. But I'm holding the latest iPhone 7. So we all have, I don't have a Rolex watch. but we all have... Yeah. This has plunk factor.
Yep. Big plunk factor.
We all have our own.
We all have our iPhones sitting right here.
What about you, Maria? What's your status symbol? You're pretty good at being minimalist and you don't like to have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like maybe some clothing items, but yeah, in general, I'm not
what clothing item? Give us one piece.
Ooh, maybe like leather boots. I like some leather items, like a leather jacket, a leather boot.
Yeah, Mark, what's yours?
You know, I'm a little hard-pressed to come up with one, but if I were to be completely honest about it, the first thing I thought in my mind when we were preparing to go on was the iPhone, because, you know, we can think a number of years back where it was the BlackBerry, and now the iPhone has supplanted that, and I think that's a good comparison. My personal sort of possession that I treasure the most, and this is, you know, too much information, but after I served as National Press Club president about 6 years ago, I was given a ring that only former presidents of the club can wear. So, you know, that to me is just a very personal thing, and nobody else actually knows about it unless they ask, or my family. And so that's just part of my personal story. Doesn't really have anything to do with purchasing anything.
Do you wear it?
I do. I have it on right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we all got something. I said that twice for emphasis. Thank you so much, Maria LaMagna, reporter at MarketWatch, and Mark Hamrick, Washington, D.C., bureau chief, which also sounds like a very high-status job, bureau chief for personal finance site Bankrate.com, in joining us by phone in Seattle.
Thank you so much.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.